Hey guys, I'm Christina, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. That Jessica, the Reverend Mother thought. If only she'd born us a girl as she was ordered to do. That's not quite the full quote, but my kids are within earshot, so you'll have to read the book to find out what she really said. Fun fact about the Bene Gesserit and their obsession with control. They can, among many other things, choose the gender of their children. In the history of the Dune universe, they have used this to their advantage, attempting to breed their way into what they call the Kwisatz Haderach, their own personal version of Jesus Christ that would be completely in their control. And by their calculations, they were so close! But then Lady Jessica, our protagonist's mother, comes along with one terrible, in their eyes, flaw. She was in love with Duke Leto Atreides. And in the name of that love for her Duke, she defied the orders she received from the Bene Gesserit to only bear girls, to give Duke Leto what he wanted, a son. This one act of love, in defiance of the status quo, had the power to change the course of fate in the Dune universe, completely wresting control of it from the Bene Gesserit and all others who would seek to control this prophesied savior. When I first read Dune in middle school, I remember feeling in awe of Lady Jessica and the sheer guts and power she possessed in that moment with that one act of unselfish love. Jessica, to me, was a core part of what a relatively healthy relationship under adversity is supposed to look like. So much so that on my wedding day, I decided to honor my own mother and mother-in-law during the wedding processional with the song The Arrival of Lady Jessica from the Children of Dune soundtrack as they walked down the aisle. Really awesome soundtrack if you're into musical scores. I highly recommend it. Lady Jessica loved Duke Leto so deeply that she was willing to defy her orders, everything she had ever known, the machinations of one of the ruling entities of her universe for that love. And while middle school me didn't know how long I would have to wait for someone to love and be loved by like Jessica and Leto, I was willing to wait as long as it took. Hashtag relationship goals. And I think you all know where I'm going with this one. I didn't really have to wait. None of us do. We all have someone who already loves us like that, who has redefined what love meant and changed the eternal destiny of the entire universe. We can find him in 1 John 3:16. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. Jesus loved us so much that he went to the cross for us. He modeled a new way of love and relationships that defied the set order of things in the world up until that point. And most importantly, he showed us that one simple act of love has the power to change fate itself. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.